So.
So?
Introduce yourself.
Okay, who am I introducing myself to? The people?
Well, actually, let's give you some background info first. This is going to be put on the KRVM.org website, and we have viewers from all over Eugene, Oregon.
I was not made
and
aware.
Some people from Europe. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
The people. Okay.
The people.
Okay. Hi, people. My name is Claire C. I am a student at Sheldon High School and a guest on the podcast here today.
Mm-hmm. So today we're going to be talking about missing persons.
Cool.
Yeah.
Kind of not cool, actually. Sorry.
Well, it can
it's
be cool.
It's very interesting. My grandma likes true crime. I told her that we were doing this, and she was like, ooh, do you like true crime? I was like, no. Sorry.
Well, I think it's interesting as well. I would even say it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it not cool?
Why is true crime not cool? Well, I think that there's a lot of things about it. Like, have you ever seen those true crime, like, makeup and get ready with me videos? People will, like, do their makeup and get all ready, but then they'll be talking about, like, a murder case. And I don't think it's very fun, per se, or comforting to watch a person doing their makeup and talking about the brutal murder of a toddler. And that's kind of the reputation that true crime has in my head. So I just don't like it very much.
I think makeup and true crime are kind of different genres, right?
Yeah. And also the idea of listening to someone, you know, getting like hurt or brutally murdered to calm down in a sense is not my ideal form of relaxation.
Yeah. It is interesting though.
It is interesting, but it's not fun for me.
Yeah. Well, today we're just going to be talking about missing people.
Okay.
Which is probably not as bad as babies dying.
No, probably not.
Probably. It's hard to say.
Unless it's a baby.
What do you think about missing people in particular? It's kind of mysterious, isn't it? There's so many cameras and internet history and all that tracking going on today, but people can just disappear and nobody will ever see them again.
Yeah, I think that, not to be conspiracy theorist, I think that some cases are often helped and not always just, you know, cut and dry. Oh, they went missing. Nothing happened to them. We don't know anything. I feel like sometimes that there's a lot more to a case that will be not revealed to public.
So you think the police are involved with missing people?
You know what? I cannot confirm or deny. But I will say that I don't think there is no involvement with the police. I also don't think that, you know, parents want all of their child's information out there. But I don't know. I think, not to say that every missing person is a child, but it's just really, it's all speculation. And it's really interesting to think that it's, you know, not just some like mystery girl, like, you know, disappearing into the woods, like Little Red Riding Hood or something and never coming out. Like it's a real thing. That's crazy to think about for me.
Well, I'll have you know that 2,000 people, more than 2,000 people go missing in the U.S. each year. Each year.
Every year?
Yeah. And they're never found again, dead or alive.
That's like each year.
Each year.
What's 365 divided by 2,000? How many people is that a day? Come on, you're the math guy.
A day, that's about, that's not eight. Is that eight people? That's like seven or eight, something like that.
Jeez. Something like that.
So, I mean, in Cottage Grove, we can think about this locally too. People go missing in Cottage Grove all the time.
Well, I wouldn't know. I don't live there.
Okay.
I don't keep up with the news.
Yeah, well, my relatives.
Uh-oh.
One of them.
They went missing.
No, they did not go missing. They have friends, though, that go missing in Cottage
Grove.
That's
creepy. Oh, yeah, because all of those people up there have those properties with those expansive, you know, forests and stuff.
Also, I mean, that might be the reason why there's more people that go missing over there than here. But also, I mean, it's Cottage Grove.
Yeah.
For you viewers, Cottage Grove is a hillbilly.
Hippy dippy
area of our.
Oregon.
Yeah, of Oregon. And they got plenty of guns and
lots of opinions.
Trucks, opinions.
People kind of just move out there when they're done with the city places.
Expansive forest, though. So, you know, there's plenty of places to go missing. But I think last year there were like two or three people or like kids in Cottage Grove who went missing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And usually people will find bodies eventually. And that's, they don't get contributed to that 2,000 number. But it happens.
That's like I kind of like think about that and, you know, growing up being in a foresty area, thinking about how you, like I would see kids go out and play all the time, myself included, and just like going out playing in the forest unrestricted, our parents not knowing where we were.
Right.
There's like a ton of, you know, fallen logs and brambles and like kinds of cliffs, hilly things to fall off of and hurt yourself down. And we're just climbing all over, you know, stabbing each other with sticks, playing like sword fights and stuff. That seems plausible to me for a kid to go missing. Mm-hmm. But even then, in like a neighborhood, it's really hard to find people under those kinds of like blackberry like shrubs and leaves. And especially when it's raining or when it's in springtime or summer, when it's hot and you just can't see anything because the ground is completely like covered in that like cottage grove, like foresty area. And if it's, you know, anything similar to where I grew up, it's like you can't see the dirt. It's just completely like a blanket of leaves, and sometimes they're thorns, sometimes they're ferns, and it's kind of scary actually when you step into it and then it's just a foot thick of like leaves and shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be spooky, someone hiding under a blackberry bush and jumping out grabbing you,
or a dead body underneath a blackberry
bush. That would be very just playing teacups and, you know, your backyard in the forest. If your backyard's a forest, and then just finding a dead guy while you're picking blackberries
or playing
in the summer.
Teacups on a skeleton.
Yeah, that would be pretty creepy. It'd add to the storyline, though.
That's definitely true.
Very Alice in Wonderland.
Has there ever been a moment when you used to live in South Eugene. Has there ever been a moment living in those forests when, like, you were playing hide and seek or something and you got lost? Has there been, like, a missing person moment kind of vibe that you got? Something spooky?
I think there's been times where we've definitely misplaced people, not for, like, hours or a day at a time. But there have been times when we were, like, playing hide and seek or just running around where we weren't very coordinated with our games and our storyline. So people were, you know, going off to fight wars and stuff.
Right.
But
as kids do.
But it would be down the other street or up my street. There was a little section. It was a building site. And a lot of the places where we were playing were building sites that were partially abandoned and, you know, grown over. So we would go to those, and then we would have a path that would kind of go to this place where there was a fallen tree, but the branches were looming over. It kind of looked like a willow, you know, over just like a picnic table. And we would go there to meet up if anything, you know, quote unquote, went wrong. But, you know, nothing really ever goes wrong in a neighborhood when you're just, you know, picking blackberries. But actually, there were some times where we, you know, split up and we were like, hey, it's been way too long. We need to discuss a new storyline. Like, come on, we are like fighting the foxes, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta like re-coordinate your efforts with the cat warriors. And so we re-coordinated to, you know, our little picnic spot behind the buildings, and they weren't there. And we were supposed to either be met up at the house by now, be met up at the picnic table, or trying to find each other. And usually we wouldn't try to walk around and find each other because there was just so many places you can be, especially if you're, you know, like 4.5 feet or 3 feet and you're running through these like forest shrubs. You can't see each other behind that, especially if you're wearing like greenish colors, which we all were because, you know, parents being kind of hippy dippy too. But there was one time where, you know, we were trying to find her, and we went to that spot and we looked for like a solid hour around the table and then back down the street, back up the other street where you could see across kind of to the other houses. And we could not find her. And it turned out she was actually at another building site up the road that was where like nobody lived anymore. And it was at a dead end street. And we had not thought to look there because, you know, nobody goes up there. That was kind of creepy because it was getting dark and it was twilighty and the shadows were getting bigger and it was not lit very well. And if you're in, you know, if you're 6 years old and you go up to an abandoned building site in the middle, like at the end of a dead end road to try and find your friends that have been missing for an hour, you're creeped out by then. So that was definitely scary for a little 6 year old me.
Okay. Well, I think it's important to realize that this doesn't only happen in forests, too. Mm-hmm. Like, here, I have a case written down.
Ooh.
Joyce Carol Vincent, who lived in Wood Green, England, which is a sizable town, was found dead on her couch as a skeleton after at least 3 years. Her television was still on. Guess who found her?
I have no idea.
The debt collectors.
Oh my God.
Not even her family or relatives or friends or anybody even noticed her disappearance. Like, the police were not notified. She just died.
Well, I mean, at that point, sometimes there's people who just, you know, go years without contact. I mean, it would make sense if you're like, you know, kind of an old lady and you're secluded with your job and your one cat or whatever, and you're just watching TV, that you'd be able to do that, but not for 3 years. Mm-hmm. That 3 years seems excessive, especially if you're getting sent, you know, holiday cards and stuff. And
well, she
what
wasn't.
About your mail?
Yeah.
But see, what happens to your spam mail?
I think the debt collector should have found her sooner, honestly.
I think the mail people should have found her sooner.
Because they can't smell good.
No. And if you're getting mail a lot in your mailbox, because those mailboxes are tiny, you know, they're like 3 by 3 inches, at least mine is. Mm-hmm. And they will not hold enough stuff for 3 weeks.
Well, in England,
how are they going to handle stuff for 3 years?
In England, it could be those that you slip through the door, you know?
Yeah, I suppose, but...
I get your point, though. It's funny that you mentioned cats, because there was another woman, I don't know where she was from or what her name is, but she was also found dead in her apartment after 4 months, and she had been eaten by her cats.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's not really a missing person, though. So, on to the next
Just
thing.
Just an interesting fact.
Yeah.
Not a fun fact.
I've got another one for you. So, after a bombing in Oklahoma City, it took more than 100 lives, someone found a severed left leg. They did a DNA analysis, but the person it belonged to had already been buried with someone else's leg. So they dug him up and they tested that leg, but the body had already been embalmed, so the DNA was useless. Like, the embalming is like the leg was decomposed. Nobody else was reported missing and the bomber was incinerated, so we will never know who that severed leg belonged to.
That's so creepy.
Yeah.
How do you just... bury someone with the wrong leg.
Uh-huh, and there's no other body parts.
They're not a Barbie, you know? How do you, like, do that?
Mm-hmm. You could also be, like, unknowingly missing. You brought up the body swaps in hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
not a lot of people take paternity. Is that the word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those tests.
Your mail.
Not a lot of people do that. So, you might never know. All you viewers, you should definitely get a paternity test unless you think you're missing. So, or if you're worried that you're missing, you should take one.
If you're worried you're missing?
Yeah.
Guys, if you're worried that you're missing currently, right now, in this very moment, you should take a DNA test.
Yeah. You should probably do it anyway. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm like 90% Swiss or something.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You're blonde.
Uh-huh. So. I'm like a Viking, basically.
Arr.
That's what that means.
What do Vikings say? Pirates go R, Vikings go rah.
Rah. Yeah, I would know because I'm a Viking.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You need to get a beard, though.
My nickname is also Bear, so it's just natural that I go right there.
No.
Claire disapproves, but we all know what's true, right, guys?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I know the truth.
Well? Do you have any closing thoughts?
Don't go missing.
Do you think you'll ever go missing?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because it's not actually illegal to go missing.
No, I mean, how would I be prosecuted if I went missing, you know? I mean, like, there's no law. What if I just run away? Is there a crime for running away?
It's illegal to run away. Like, if you go missing because you have debts and you want to get rid of your debts, that's illegal.
I don't have any debts currently.
You have the right to just go missing, though.
So I could just run away?
Uh-huh.
But what if I'm living... What about people who, like, are missing and then are found on, like, government, like, land? Like, what if someone's found missing in a national park? Like, Yellowstone cases? Mm-hmm. Those are creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about them, but they're creepy.
Yeah. Well?
Well?
Let's not go missing, folks.
Yeah. Great idea.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
If I do go missing, though, it's probably because I have debts.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you guys know.
Or your cats ate you.
Or my cats ate me. I would have
that happen to me. Cats are very hungry and fat.
To all you cat lovers, it's the truth. I'm sorry.
You're going to get eaten one day, whether you like it or not.
Yep. Sorry. Anyways, Claire, say your name.
Claire.
I'm Bear, and that was the Spooksters Podcast.
Woo.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.